We are learning Masechtas Chagiga Daf Chav Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a third of the way down by the two dots. Haravi'i beKodesh Pasul. It says another Chumra that by Kodesh it reaches Ravi'i. Mashenkin by Truma it's only a Shlishi. That means if a Sheni touches Truma, the Truma becomes Pasul, but it can't make the next thing Tamei. Mashenkin if a Sheni touches a Kodesh, then the Kodesh could make another piece of Kodesh Ravi'i now. Because it has din of a shlishi, and it's called tameh. Truma is called pasul because it ends there. That means if a sheni touches chulin, nothing happens. If a sheni touches truma, it becomes pasul. If a sheni touches kodesh, it becomes a shlishi that can make a revi. That's the halacha. Which means that there's a rishon sheni shlishi revi by kodesh, and by truma there's rishon sheni and shlishi. Remember, avatoma means like a sheretz. That's an avatoma. Then rishon is the first thing it touches. Then sheni, shlishi, revi. Zog the Gemara, Tain, Lutan Abraisa. Om Rav Yasi, Menayel Ravi Bekaidish. What's the Makar for Ravi Bekaidish who apostle? Which means that this thing is called Ravi Bekaidish and it's apostle, you can't eat it. And it ends there, you can't make a Chamishi, that's Lashon apostle. But how do you know there's such a thing as a Ravi Bekaidish? Vidinu, it's a Kavachimer. Uma Mechusa Kapurim. Mechusa Kapurim is someone who was Tame, for example, Yeledes, or a Zava, or a Zav, and they already went through the whole entire process. They went to the mikvah, but they didn't bring the kabbanis yet. The halach is, they're allowed to eat truma, but they cannot eat kachum. So, ma mechusa kapurim shemutta v'truma. Pasul v'kaidesh. They're not allowed to eat kaidesh, which means mechusa kapurim shemutta v'truma, but kaidesh is more chamer. Shlishi shepasul v'truma, ain't a din shiasa revi l'kaidesh. Shlishi, which is pasul by truma. So for sure, you should make by kodesh a revi because kodesh is better. You see, by mechusa kapurim, kodesh is better. So for sure, here it's better. If it can be shlishi, it can be revi. V'lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh min ha'tayra revi b'kavachayimah. How do you know shlishi by kodesh? That we know from a pasuk we'll see momentarily. And revi is b'kavachayimah from this kavachayimah. So Rashi asks a simple question: so we're saying a kavachayimah here. That this is a thing of Ravi by Kaidish. Why? Because it's a Shlishi by Truma, and this is more common than Truma, because see, by Mechusa Kapurim, Kaidish, Mechusa Kapurim cannot eat Kachim, if Kaidish is more common than Truma, so if that is a Shlishi, we have a Ravi. L'chair is the idea by Kavachim called Dayoy. Dayoy means, I can only learn about Kavachim from something that at least has the same halacha of that thing. But to have something more than that, they can't learn out. We're learning out from. There's no Ravi by Truma. Good, you're right. Kachim is more common than Truma. But where are you learning out Ravi from? Truma itself is not a Ravi. When you learn out Kavachayim or something, it can't be better than the thing you're learning out from. So here, Freik Rashi, you have Daya. So Rashi answers that when you have a Daya that breaks up the whole entire Kavachayim, that makes the Kavachayim useless, there's a Mandi Omar in Baba Kama that holds, then you could learn out. Then you could learn out, and you don't say any more daya. And Zog Rashi, that's why it says very geshmak. It says, and shlishi lemano shlishi lekayis min ha'tayra. You already know shlishi. So they can't use the kavachem to learn shlishi because you know shlishi min ha'tayra. So it must be, if you kavachem got to teach us something, it got to be revi, because shlishi we know already from ha'tayra. So it got to be teaching us revi. So that's why I'll break the whole kavachem. That's one teretz of Rashi. Rashi says, what if you man the yama baba kama the whole, you do say daya even when it's a break up the kavachem? So you have to say that it's only a milder abundant and it's not the Araisa. And why does it say then, Lamanu Shlishi l'kodesh? Now you don't need that anymore. It says, that's Stam telling you that Shlishi is Minatayra. Ravi, the Kavachayim, means the Rabbanon. And Shlishi is Minatayra. So it's multiple Geshmak, Lafi, the Mandi Amma holds that they don't say Dai here, why it says Shlishi Minatayra. But Lamaisa, you'll say, just speaking it out, Agav, that Shlishi Minatayra, Ravi, the Kavachayim. Now another question you have to ask is that if you learn like the Rashi's first pshat that it's a real kavachaymer, so then it's the raisa. So the same thing we asked like at the end of last year is that l'chayra our mishnah took a miles to rabbanon, not miles to raisa. That Tosfos' question Tosfos asked on kli mitzaref also, and here also if ravi because it's the raisa kavachaymer, so our mishnah says that because it's a mile of ravi, it's the raisa gemayla, not the rabbanon the gemayla. Our mishnah is master all the rabbanons, 11 miles to rabbanon. It sounds like. Tosis will say that's talking about chulin shenasu atayras hakodesh, where deer is definitely only the rabbana. Now, where's the makar? The shlish lekayrus min atayr minayin. The chesiv it says in the pasuk va'abasar shiyiga v'chol tamei lo yoichal. A basar that touches any tamei should not eat. Now, in the Torah, we call tamei milah eskidon the nagah v'sheni v'kamarachmana lo yoichal. We know in the Torah we call sometimes something we call something that's a sheni a tame, because it says by a kli cheres, that's a tame from the inside. If you hang a sheretz in the inside of a cheres and there's food there also in the cheres, the halach is the food becomes tame, becomes pasul, becomes tame. Kol shebseicha yitma becomes tame. Now has become tame. The way it works is like this: the sheretz hangs inside the cheres. Through the avir, the cheres becomes a rishon. Then the cheres goes ahead and is matame the food as a sheni. And it's a sheni. You see, the food's a sheni because it goes from sheretz to cheres to food. It's a sheni. And it says in the pasuk, kol shebseicha yitma. You see, the Torah calls a sheni tame. And it says in the pasuk, va'abasa, which is kailash yiyu b'chal tame lo yeichal. So that's makar, that shlishi min atayra v'kaidesh. Ravi mekavachayma adavar, and Ravi is mekavachayma, like we just said, that's makar for Ravi. Zokta Gemara Vaita, it says in the Mishnah, uva truma, it says in no chumra. What was the chumra? I think it's the 10th one already, we're up to the 10th chumra. It says there that, it's the 9th chumra actually, it says that by truma, if one of your hands are tame, your other hand is tahar. But by kodesh, you have to be tame with both hands if one hand is tame. Why? Shayad v'tameh chavata v'kodesh of lo v'truma. Because one hand makes the other hand tame, by kodesh not v'truma. What are we talking about? What is that talking about exactly? The pashat means that if one hand touches the other hand, even though usually the hand's only a called shnia, it's only a sheni, and it can't make a person tame, it still makes the other hand tame. It says v'kodesh not v'truma. That's what it sounds like. This whole halacha, that one hand makes the other hand tameh, is called a chaburim, which means like this. One hand, which is tar, is sitting on the kodesh. You take your other hand, put on top of the hand that's tahira. So it's bechaburim, because tameh hand is attached to the tar hand, and tar hand is attached to the kodesh. That's when it's tameh. Why? Because with chayshish, the tameh hand might touch the kodesh. Not because your hand makes the other hand tameh, really. With chayshish, it might touch the kodesh. If there's no chiburim, then the halach is that if you just touch your tameh hand to your tahira hand, then the tahira hand goes and touches kodesh, that will not become tameh. That's what Shizbi says. Eisvei Abaya, Abaya is going to have a kasha and slug up Rav Shizbi. Remember, Rav Shizbi is saying the only time one hand makes the other hand tameh for kodesh is only if it's bechiburim, if it's all at one time. The tar hand is touching the kodesh, and the tameh hand is tapping the tar hand. Eisvei Abaya, from a braisa. A braisa says, Yad neguva, if your hand is dry, it's not wet. See, if your hand is wet, then the mashkin on your hand becomes a rishon, actually. It makes everything tame, even your other hand. So Yad neguva, zok dabaya, metame chavata. It makes the other hand tame, even though it's dry. Letame the kodesh. And it makes the other hand that's tar right now, it makes it now, gives it the koyach to metame kodesh now. Avaloy lechuma, not chuma, divi revi. Reis v'rudu aymer, only lepasa avaloy letame. It's not metamek kodesh, only makes it into apostle, which makes it means it stops right there. It doesn't have a kayach to go further. That's machlokes, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Mamon Beis, about machlokes if it becomes tamei or kodesh, or apostle. If the kodesh becomes tamei or apostle, tamei means it's a shlishi, apostle means it's a revi. So everyone agrees over here that the yad neguva metamek chavrata, the shayla is a tamei le kodesh, or le apostle le kodesh. So Gemara says, why does it say neguva? If we're talking about, which means hand tameh touches hand tahar, and then hand tahar touches kodesh, so haynu rabuse the neguva. The chiddush is, even though it's dry, and hand number one, which is tameh, should not be metameh hand number two, because it's dry, still it's tameh, that's the chiddush. Eli amet b'chaburim, if the chshash is b'chaburim dafka, which means, like Rashi explains, because he might touch the kodesh, so what's the rebusa of being dry? Dry is not milo mirad over here. Because your hand is a sheni. Sheni makes a kodesh tameh. So it makes it if it's dry, not dry. It's not even a chiddush. Because the whole chash is, your hand that's tameh might touch the kodesh. That you still have, matter if it's dry, not dry. So what's the difference if it's dry? Bishlami, the two hands are touching each other without being b'chiburim. So understand, the chiddush is, even though it's the guva, still hand number one will make hand number two tameh. But if you learn that it's bechaburim, the whole chash is the hand that's tameh might touch the kodesh. What's the chiddush of neguva? And therefore, he holds from this eisvei abaye. If I holds, Rashi is wrong, and our mishnah says one hand is tameh, the other hand, even in a case where it's not bechaburim.